Perek Yud Het, which is called the Nevuat Bet HaYotzer, where human beings are compared to a vessel in the hands of the pottery maker, which is in the hands, and that's compared to in the hands of Hashem. So humans in the hands of Hashem are like a vessel in the hands of a pottery maker. Pasuk Aleph, Hadavar Asher Haya El Yirmiyahu Meit Hashem Lemor, the words that went to Yirmiyahu from Hashem. Pasuk Bet, Kum Veyaradta Bet HaYoser Bishama Ashmiacha Et Devarai. Go down to the potter shop, and there I will let you hear my words. This shows that God not only reveals himself in the lofty places of the Beit HaMikdash, but even in the shop of a potter, that Borei Olam can be found there also. Pasuk Gimel. Va'ered Beit HaYotzer, v'hine oseh melacha al ha'ovnayim. I went down to the potter shop, and he was working with the potter's wheels. Those, the potter's wheels are the wheels that he uses to form clay. Pasuk Dalet. V'nishhat ha'keli asher hu oseh b'chomer b'yad ha'yotzer. V'shav v'yaseh kli aher kasher yashar b'enei ha'yotzer lasot. And he noticed that the vessel that he was making out of that clay was getting ruined within the potter's hands. And the potter then began again to reform it and made a different vessel, as was fitting in his eyes to do. And, of course, this is a metaphor where even if the vessel became ruined, it can still be refashioned to the will. So Hashem is telling the people not to lose hope, even if they become ruined initially. Pasuke. Vahi davar Adonai lei lemor. Pasuk Vav. Haki yotzer hazeh lo ochal asot lachem bet Yisrael neum Hashem. Hine kahomer b'riyat ha-yotzer ken atem b'yadi bet Yisrael. Hashem says, can I not do the same thing as what the potter does? Just as clay in the hands of the potter, so you in my hand. So I can do the same thing and annul even harsh and evil decrees. Pasuk Zayin. Rega adaber al goy v'al mamacha lintosh v'lintotz u'lahavid. And he gives an example about evil decrees that can be annulled. In one moment, I could speak about a certain nation that should be destroyed, demolished, and annihilated. Pasuk Het. V'shav goyahu mira'ato. And yet, if this nation repents, asher dibarti alav, that I spoke about it, v'nihamti al hara'ah, I'll regret the evil, asher hashavti lasot lo, that I thought to do to him. Pasuk Tet. V'rega adaber al goy v'amamacha livnot v'lintoa. Alternatively, in a moment, I could speak about a nation and a kingdom to build and to plant, to do good. Pasuk Yod. V'asa hara b'enai l'bilti shimoa b'koli. And if this nation does evil and not listens to me, v'nihamti l'tova, I will regret the good, asher amarti l'hetiv oto, that I said to do to him. So between Sukim, Zion, and Yud, we see that evil decrees can be annulled through tshuva, and good decrees can go away if the people become bad. This obviously brings up the good question. Yirmiyah himself later states that a prophecy for the good cannot be reversed. And here it seems to contradict that. This is in Perek Kaf Het. We'll see here's a discussion with the Nevi Sheker Hananiah ben Azur. The commentary's answer, Harambam, says that it's only irreversible if the message was conveyed publicly as Nevu'ah. And that is what Yirmiyah is talking about, because he's talking about the explicit Nevu'ah that Hananiah was giving. Others, like Hasdai Kreska says, it's only irreversible if it actually was being used to authenticate a Nevi, But otherwise, even if the Navi could say something, it can be reversible. And the Radak says that a good Nevoah can be modified, but not totally cancelled. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ve'ata emorna el ish Yehuda ve'al yoshvei Yerushalayim lemor, ko amar Adonai, hine anochi yotzer alechem ra'a, ve'hoshev alechem machshava, shuvu na ish midarko ra'a, ve'tivu darkechem umar alechem. So, God commands the Navi to tell the people of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, this is what Hashem says, that He is now creating for them evil, and He thinks about them thoughts of destruction, and He calls on them, Shuvu na ish midarko ra'a, everyone repent from his evil way, ve'tivu darkechem, right in your path umalachem, and your sins. Pasuk Yud Bet. Ve'ameru no'ash, ki achare machshivotenu nelech, ve'ish shrirut libo hara na'aseh. So the people respond by losing hope, and they respond and they say, no'ash, it's hopeless, there's nothing. We will go after our thoughts, and each one of us will go according to the vision of his evil heart. Pasuk Yud Gima. לכן כה אמר אדוני שאלונו בגויים מי שמע כאלה שערורית עשתה מאוד בתולת ישראל. So Hashem responds and he says, ask of the nations whether anyone has heard such a thing, that such disgraceful things that Israel has done. This seems to allude that even the Goyim, when pushed, will repent. And of course the allusion here would be to Anshei Nineveh. But Yehuda itself is doing such terrible things. Pasuk Yudalet. Hayazov misur shaddai sheleg Lebanon im yinateshu mayim zarim karim nozelim. Does one leave the beautiful melting snow of Lebanon, does one leave the refreshing flowing waters, that does one reject these things? This is the metaphor of rejecting God. This is irrational to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like abandoning waters. And the Radak says that just as the waters are always there, so too is Hashem always available, and we still leave Him for Avodah Zarah. Pasuk Tetvav. Ki shechehuni ami lashav yikateru v'yachshilum b'darkehem shivie olam lalechet netivot derech lo slula. My people forgot me, and they make ketoret, incense, to vanity and foolishness. Ve'yachshilum b'darkehem, they've been caused to stumble in their road, shivile olam, an eternal path. So they left the eternal path of shivile olam for to where lalechet netivot derech lo slula, to walk on crooked paths. Abarbanel claims that shivile olam means the shivilim of the heavens, that they went and they followed, instead of following Hashem, they went to follow the astrological signs of the heavens. Pasuk Tzayin. Lasum arsam neshama shrikot olam kol over aleha yishom v'yanid b'rosho. And this caused their land to be a wasteland, to a place of eternal whistling. People pass by and they will be shocked, and they will shake their heads at the destruction. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Keruach kadim afitzem lifnei oyev oref velo panim erem biyom edam. I like the east wind, which is a very powerful wind, Right? I will scatter them in front of their enemies. I will show them the back of my neck and not the front of my face on the day of their calamity. So this is like a midah k'neged midah. Just as they turn away from me, I will turn away from them when they seek me out and when they need me. Meaning this is this concept of hester panim. Yirmiyah again turns to God, prays for personal defense, and complains about his hometown again, the people of Anatot, who were persecuting him. Pasuk yudhet. Vayomeru nechu v'nachshiva al Yirmiyah machshavot. כי לא טובה תורה מכהן ועצה מהחם ודבר מנביא. לכו ונקהו בלשון ואל נקשיבה אל כל דבריו. So they say, let us come and make a plan against Yirmiyahu, because Torah will not be lost from the Kohen or from the advice of a wise man or from the words of a Nevi. Meaning, Yirmiyah is not the only one. We'll still have others. Lechu v'nakeo b'lashon. We'll hit him with our tongues. V'al nakshiva kol dvarav. Let's not listen to his words. V'nakeo b'lashon, according to the Abarbanel, is through edut sheker. The plan would be to testify falsely against him in court so that he will be persecuted. Or, according to the Radak, is in general the concept of Lashon Hara spread against him so that we will spread false rumors about him so that he will be persecuted. And we know, of course, later on, as we'll see, that he was persecuted because of false rumors against him and false accusations. Pasuk Yutet. Hakshiva Adonai Elai Ushma L'kol Yirivai. Listen to me, Hashem, and hear what my adversaries are saying against me. Pasuk Kaf. Hayshulam tahtova ra'a ki karu shuha lenafshi. Zechor omdi lefanecha ledaber alehem tova lehashiv et hamatcha mehem. Should good be repaid with evil because they dug a pit for my soul? Remember when I stood in front of you to talk good against them, to remove your anger from them. So Yirmiyah is talking how he prayed on their behalf. And all he's getting from them is kifui tova, lashiv ra'a tahat tova. And now Yirmiyahu gets extremely harsh in his recommendation of what should happen to them. Pasuk Aleph, lachen ten et b'nehem l'ra'av, give their children over to hunger. V'hagirem al yedei herif. And let them fall by the sword. V'tiyena nishehem shakulot, and their wives should be bereaved, v'almanot, and widows. V'anshehem yu harugimavit, and their men should be killed in death. Bahorehem mukeherev, their youth should be hit by the sword, b'milhama, in a war. Pasuk kaf bet. Tishama ze'akami batehem, a cry should be heard from their homes. Ki tavi alehem gidut pit'om, the troops should come on them suddenly. Ki karu shuha l'chedeni, because they have dug a pit to trap me. Upahim tamnu l'raglai, and they have traps concealed from my feet. Pasuk kaf gimel. Ve'ata Adonai yadat et kol asatam alai l'mavet, you God know all their counsel for me to death. Al t'chaper al avonam, do not erase their transgressions. V'hatatam milifanecha al temhei, and their sins from in front of you should not be erased. V'yu mukshalim lefanecha, they should stumble in front of you. Be'et abecha, in the time of your anger. Asir b'hem, do according to them.